You are listening to Adventures in Azeroth, and here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to Adventures in Azeroth, Episode 3, and I am your host, Lita, and joining me is my co-host, Stone. Hey, Stone, how you doing?
I am doing good. I feel a little bit better. I guess I'm used to waking up now. So the last show, I felt like I was talking like this in a monotone voice. But now I feel a little bit more peppy. Peppy.
Excellent.
How are you doing? Besides, peppy. You know, the audio.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's not talk about the audio. Okay. But anyway, all right. So you had a good week. Everything's been well. I suppose we'll get into our weeks in a moment. We have had a little bit of Warcraft news this week.
Yes,
which is exciting. Most of it I have no idea about because I've not been paying attention. So you can tell me about it. But Legion beta is starting. Like today.
So Alpha was shut down and beta is supposed to be starting for North America anyways today. So Thursday, May the 12th, right?
Okay.
And I'm actually in the process of getting the download now. So if you were in Alpha, you should automatically be in beta. You don't actually need to wait for the email. Actually, if you do receive a beta email, don't click on any links in there. Just go log into your Battle.net account and look for the beta account in your accounts and stuff like that, and you should be able to find it there.
Okay, all right.
Because you know people will start to fish and all that stuff and try to get your ID.
Yep.
So
all right, and it's now this is closed beta.
Yeah, so they're doing invites only.
Yep.
But Ian Hazakostas did say that they're sending out a bunch of emails, so I think it's a larger group this time around.
Okay. All right. Well, that'll be interesting to see how it goes. So obviously, you're going to be participating in doing the beta for various reasons.
Yes. I am downloading the client right now. I actually deleted the alpha one just to make sure. And I downloaded it from the website, from the Battle.net website. And it's like, looks like about 50% of the way. It's going to be a 30 gig download.
So it'll
take some time. Yep.
Yeah. Jeez, that's huge. That's huge. Alrighty.
You consider it's all the games and all that kind of stuff, right?
So, massive. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's exciting. Yeah. That's very exciting for you to get that. I have no idea if I'm got it or not, so I'm not really concerned at this stage. But I'm not worried. I don't do it anyway, so you know. So for me, I'm not concerned.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I'm not in it to find out what happens. I'm in it more to test for Iron Man and stuff. And
yeah,
I don't want to know the quest lore and all and quest stuff. I just don't. I want to play it when it goes live and have it be a surprise. Cause I did the whole Mists thing and that just ruined it.
And, yeah. That's fair enough.
For Warlords. I think I did get into beta for Warlords, but I decided to not test because I didn't want to wreck it, so.
Yeah. No, that's fair enough. Alrighty. And there was a dev talk, apparently, yesterday or the day before, with who was it? Jesse Cox and...
Jesse Cox and Ian Hazakostas.
Yeah.
So, it was on Twitch, and there was about 36,000 people watching. And you can generally imagine what Twitch chat was like with 36,000 people watching.
Yeah.
And every other sentence was vanilla server or legacy server. And it's like,
Really?
Yeah. It was kind of silly. It was silly. Wow. And Ian has Acostas, to his credit, goes, you know what? You know, this is something that I cannot address. It's not in my pay grade. You need somebody higher than me with a higher pay grade to address this. So, you know, we've heard you, and it's going to be addressed, you know, so relax. Like, come on. But otherwise, it was, to be honest, I think it was more of a announcement for Legion Beta to start. And
okay.
Everything else, it wasn't anything that we haven't heard. So mm-hmm. we know that Transmog is going to get the big update. One of the things that did come out was that they're doing Mythic Plus dungeons.
Oh, okay. And
you know how right now, once a week, we have a week for battle pets, and then we have a week for PvP, and a week for getting up and stuff like that? Well, he's saying once a week they're going to be doing different things. So,
for instance, they're going to carry it through.
Similar, but different. But it's like, so they'll have one week where every time you run a five man, that particular week, it will be harder for tanks to keep out. So it'll be harder for, yeah. And there will be another one where mobs hit harder, and there will be another one where there's more trash. So he says that there's about 12 different types or something like that. I think that's what he said.
No.
I think they said that they were at 10, but they were going to add another two more or something. I can't remember 100%, but you can definitely find all that stuff on, you can go to MMO Champion, but I probably not the best place to go, because you'll get spoiled with other stuff. Because I don't like to spoil stuff. So, Wowhead is probably a good spot for that.
Yeah. So there, I mean, both places have a heap of information. So, okay, well, that's very interesting. So we'll have to see what comes from that. So very cool.
He spoiler. Did mention that right now Legion mob scaling does not apply to non-Legion zones. However, they know that the leveling process is broken for low leveling, right? And they are looking at applying the mob scaling to low levels to make it not feel as broken. Because, you know, you can go through a zone really quick and you're not even done half of the quest. And you're like, oh, okay, so I'm done, right? And now you're moving on somewhere else. So they're going to scale the mobs. Like, they never said that they're going to do it, but they are trying to look at it. Which is, I mean, for my side, for the Iron Man, I'm like, ooh, you know, so it's interesting. So you can't go back to old zones and get mobs that are low level now. Well, you can right now, but that the it looks like that they want to get rid of that, which is, I don't know, I think it's okay. I'm good with that.
I don't know about that.
Much harder for irons, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Which is okay, because they're going to get default specs. So it's both, right?
Sure. We will see. At the moment, I will have to wait till it comes out, I suppose. It just...
This is seems not awfully... in there right now, though. Okay, so it's not there right now. It's just we're looking at it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I suppose we'll have to wait. What is it? 4 months? Oh, what are we? Well,
30th. 3.5 months. And then, you know, like a month of probably the main patch.
Mm.
Right? So.
Ooh, exciting. Pre-Legion.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait. No, I hope they give us something really exciting. I
Oh, I'm
can't
sure it's
wait.
gonna be good.
Yeah. It
Yeah.
better be.
Oh, it will be.
So, anyway, let's go on with our week. So, what have you been doing this week?
Quite a bit of stuff, actually.
Oh,
So I
okay.
got with the guild, we got the last achievement that we needed, the Ashes to Ashes or whatever. It's the achievement in Blackrock Foundry. When you fight Blackhand, you're supposed to collect 20 ashes for the entire raid. And
Yeah.
the ashes are just these little things that fall down, and most of them fall off of the actual platform on phase 3. However, there is one that falls just right on the edge, and if you have everybody there, it counts as like one for everyone. And
Oh, it does.
so you all have to get to that one spot and
Yeah.
nobody die, and we have to kill the boss too. And it's like, even I don't know, it was hard to do. We had to do it, we tried about 4 or 5 times at least.
Yeah.
And that was even last week too. I was like, oh my goodness. So we finally got that. So I got the mount, the Gore Strider Grawnling, for getting Glory
Ooh.
of the Draenor Raider achievement.
Congrats.
And I don't know what we're gonna do next. Now that we've knocked out those, I think they're gonna work on Mythic Hymal, which we started. We killed Kar'Gath and Butcher, and we died to Brackenspore, because Brackenspore is actually hard, even though we completely out gear it. It's still really hard.
Yeah.
That was a thing. And we died there quite a bit, and then we called it a night. So last week I went over what I did for my garrison chores, and
Yep.
like I went over like what I do on Monday, Tuesday, blah 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 blah. And as I was going through it this week, and I've been at this for about 2 months straight now, and getting a nice heap of gold and all that stuff to pay for things, I kind of realized that it was taking up a lot of my time. And even though I made myself think it wasn't, when
Yeah.
I actually timed it, I was like, this is taking up a lot of my time. It's actually taking away time for me playing the game. And it's and so it was actually taking away from me playing on my main character, taking time away from my Iron Man, time away from trying to farm for mounts. And now I can, and I kind of understand that if it's a chore, and it did feel like a chore, if it's a chore, I need to stop, and I need to play the game for what I like. And I do. Don't get me wrong, I like this game. I'm not going anywhere. It's just, I think right now what I'm going to be doing is that I actually started with my first account, but on my other two, I'm going to be going through and not closing them out, but completing the stuff that they were supposed to do, and then not going back unless I want to. So I'm kind of closing that kind of off. I'll probably do like a once through right before the next patch, just to really close things off. But I think that's what was I think that's what was making people get so ugh, is that it felt like a chore. They're not leaving the base, and they're just sitting there doing nothing, right?
So, what was your time? You timed
Okay,
it.
so on days where I didn't do extra stuff, where I just logged in and out on all of my characters that actually had a base, over trying to think. It would be about 35 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, but the process of it was just, it just, yeah, okay, I'm doing this again. Now I gotta click this again. Now I gotta click this again. Okay, log yeah. out. And it's, you know, it just, and then on the days where I go once a week, where I do everything, like, like I'm not doing my mine or the herb garden, and I'm going out and trying to get my cash. I'm going to do my oil and shipyard. I'm going to open up all my crates. Those day, like that day, it takes about 4 hours. And
okay.
And yep. Right. And, well, because I have a lot of characters too that I can earn on, right? And and that's problem, true. Is that when you play your alts and stuff like that, you know, that's it. So I think, you know, one of the things that maybe folks should maybe try is don't worry about your alts. Maybe just do your main, and maybe there's not enough for you for your main, because I mean, for me, you can do LFR, but ugh. I mean, you could get good ones and you could get bad ones, right? And I've had both, so I would prefer to not do them. However, running through your dailies on Tanan, it's boring because you're doing the same thing over and over. I mean, I still need to go kill. I still need like 1,500 claws. Right, so I can go on my main and still do
you've
that.
Not it's... done that yet.
No, I mean I'm almost there, but it's just it feels like a chore, right? And I mean, there's still pet battles, you can still PvP, there's still lots to do. It's just, is it for you or not, right? And for me, I think maybe I was focused too much on doing my chores versus playing, because I will tell you that doing the Iron Tune on Wednesday, you know, I played for a good little while, and you know, it was fun because I was playing the game, right?
Yep.
So the other thing I guess I did is that I'm mentally preparing for my 24-hour stream. Because yesterday I was playing my Iron Tune, and I was streaming, and I streamed for about an hour and a half, then I brought the kids their lunch, and I came back and I began to stream for about another 3 hours, and almost immediately in the second run I hit my wall. Like, I was really tired, like all of a sudden, because it's time for me to have my nap. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not an old man, but you know, my body is set up now because I'm used to, you know, you wake up, get the kids to school, play a bit. I might bring lunch, or we might pack a lunch, but by about 1 o'clock or so, it's usually nap time unless there's something going on. So, it was about 1 o'clock that I'm like, oh, I really want to sleep, like really bad. And, I don't know how the heck I'm going to do a 24-hour stream. I don't know how people do this.
So what's your date again for the stream?
I'm going to be doing it on Sunday, May the 15th, North American time at 4 a.m.
Okay, that's right. So it's this weekend.
Yeah.
Okay, and so what was the stream for again? We might as well tell everyone.
I'm going to be raising money for ALS research. So there's a walk for ALS that the website is als.wowchallenges.com, and that will redirect you to my sponsor page. So far I've raised $125 out of the $500. I want to get the five. Last year we did 1,000. So my wife is trying to do 1,000 again for her side, and I'm trying to do five. So, in total we should get higher, but I kind of do want to beat my wife. She's she, when it comes down to it, she is very direct and will go, I need you to sponsor me. And people are like, okay. And for me, I'm like, sponsor me. Do you want to sponsor me? I mean, it's okay if you don't, you know. So I don't like asking people for cash. So,
yeah.
But she doesn't care. She's just like, give me money.
Yeah.
So it's for something good, right? So
yeah.
So hopefully
it's a very worthy cause. So.
Let me change my Skype to Do Not Disturb, because I just got a message from Aura Bright. Somebody I do not know, and I have a feeling I know what it's going to be about.
So, okay, I better.
You know, I'm married and not interested. Thank you. So, the only other thing is that my car journey is finally over. The car works.
Yay!
So we got it. We got the free tow from the bad place to the good place. Yeah. And well, see, and here's the thing, is that the bad place, it was never bad before. And
yeah.
Now it's just gone. And it really hurts me, and because we really we put a lot of trust in this guy, and he's changed, and over the course of about 4 or 5 years, like, he's changed. He's a completely different guy, and we're not really sure what's going on with him, but it was quite obvious that I was being fleeced, because when I brought it to my new guy, he was saying, you didn't need to get a new AC condenser, you didn't need to get a new thermostat, and you definitely did not need to get a new water pump or a head gasket.
Wow.
Yeah. All that you really needed to do is that once you had your rad put in, you needed to go into your engine, well, the guy did, and open up the bleeder valve and make sure it's filled back up and all that stuff. And the other guy never even touched it, because the new guy said, yeah, I could tell that it was never touched because it's still got dirt on it. And, you know, you can kind of tell when the thing's not been touched. Right. So it's still kind of got the crust around it and all that stuff. So, So, basically, okay, overall the car is done. Like it's good, it's running.
Yeah.
It's just money that, you know, I didn't account for to be spent.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Wow. Considering the guy was telling you all this stuff and it wasn't even that.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that,
okay.
So that was my week. Overall, like, you know, it was a rough Saturday having to, I don't know. Oh yeah. Because it's Saturday when we picked up the car, there was a massive, dent in my rear bumper. Sorry, not rear bumper, rear fender. So right above the tire. And I went over to him. I'm like, dude, what's with this bump here? And he's like, oh, that wasn't there, man. It's not me. And I'm like, no, come on over here. And then he points to this other scrape, and I'm like, no, that's mine, and I own that. This was never there. He's like, oh man, I don't know, man, because that's how he talks. And then when we got the tow, we turned the car on and the car was dead. The car would not turn on. And I'm like, I'm like, Quan, like, and that's his name, Quan. I'm like, Quan, what is going on? Like, the car does not turn on. And immediately he said, oh, I think you need a boost, man. And it wasn't like he knew. He knew that he killed the car.
Yeah.
And he actually gave me a $200 his scout because he, quotes, feels bad, man, end quote. So wow. I think the money that he's trying to take off there is because he knew that he made the debt. He knew that he screwed, killed the car. He knew that he did wrong. I was like, you know what? Get this car going. The tow is here. Give me a boost. Bob, I swear, dude. Bob, no. Bob. Oh, he's going to touch the wire, too. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Don't touch the wire. Don't cross the wires.
Now I'm really done. So how was your week?
My week? Good. Well, in game, I got a bit of stuff done, which was cool. Children's Week is done now, but Children's Week has been on for the past week. And I think I'm kind of happy it's only a week, though there are times I wish it was 2 weeks. I only got to get 7 tunes through all the three sets of quests. So I kind of feel like I didn't do enough. But at the same stage, sometimes, like you, Garrison, sometimes you get to that point that it just feels like you're doing chores for it. And I mean, it's not like I need the perky pug costumes, because I've still got them from last year, but it was more to get the flawless battle stone. You know, like, I'm like, and I got a couple more pets, but I've already got all the pets, so it's not like I need more. It's just the flawless battle stone, you know, to make things into rare, and those things would be like the pets that you get in Children's Week, because you don't get them in blue quality. They only come in green, so you have to make them into rare. So it was good. It was short and sweet. And then I was like, you know what? I just need to stop doing it and do something else. And I think then I went back on to, I think I was playing my Bloodthirsty for a bit, but, you know, I just had to break it up, because I was doing the whole OCD of I need to do Children's Week and I need to, you know, run all them through. So it was kind of crazy, but I tell you what, it's so much easier doing it on a mage. I was porting my mage around I'm just like, ding over here, ding over there, back over here. And I was like done in 20 minutes doing the whole three of them. It was so quick. Whereas doing it on a normal, you know, tune, and you've got to use your cloaks and use your hearthstone and use everything to get back to the places. I'm like, oh, now I've got to fly, because I don't have, you know, like my shrine hearse not up and my garrison hearse. I've got to wait. So it was a bit crazy, but good. I always like Children's Week, and I love it because I did the achievement a long time ago, and I don't have to go in and PvP for that stupid achievement.
Oh, man. Yeah, I got my long strange trip quite a while ago, and anytime that there was a PvP part, like when you had to do the PvP for the cloak, lord. I don't think we had to do PvP for the ring this time, right? Don't think so.
I don't know. I haven't done the ring.
I think it was just
I don't think so. But, you know, it's just been, I think you just get to the point sometimes that you just keep running until you maybe get to that point that you burn yourself and you're like, right, okay, I need to step back from that and do something else. So that was good. As I said, thankful it's only a week. And now we have to wait for the next event. Because I am a sucker for events. Like, seriously, I do love doing the world events. Nemesis. I hate my nemesis. But I did get another very kind offer for someone to come kill her gnome. She has a gnome who's her main. And she sent me a message. And she's like, I'll help if you need. You can come kill me. And I'm like, sweet. All right. So technically I've got three. Well, if you do it as well, four people that I can kill, which is good. It's just setting up time zones is going to be, you know, just trying to find if we can organize something. So I'll have to wait and see, because it's just, you know, it's just not a matter of, okay, we'll do it at your night one time, because that's my morning. And if I'm not recording, you know, I'm could be doing something else. So, you know, real life, that crazy thing. So we'll see how it goes. But thank you to everyone who said that they are willing to help, because I would really like to. I'm so over it. I'm so over doing it. And I've only done one. This is my second one. So I've still got one, another four to do, or three to do. I'm like, I did do a time walking, because time walking dungeons, time walking was in last week as well. And, Wingy and Ash and I went off and did a time walking. I can't remember which one we got. Complete mental blank, but it went really well. I didn't get any piece, any gear, or anything that was remotely. Oh, it was one of the ones in Okadoon. Anyway, the one with the big voidy at the start, the first boss is like the giant voidy.
Oh, and everybody doesn't clear the room, but they still pull the boss, and it pulls, it pulls all the ads.
No, pretty. Yeah. Good, we managed to. So, yeah, so anyway, I got through that, got some more of the tokens, which I need the tokens because I need to get the mount, you know, to save up to get the mount. I got a toy, so that was good. Added another toy to my collection, but now I've just got to wait. So, I don't mind it. Just sometimes I forget. I get sidetracked doing other things, and time walking turns up, and then I'm like, yeah, I need to do it. And then it's like, oh, it's finished. Oh. So I need to try and remember, do it early and just get it over so I can get the 500, you know, like the bonus ones at the end.
I was supposed to do it with Richter this week. Like, he had actually asked me, and I said, yeah. And we just never did it. It's just stuck up. I'm at like 4,500 badges. Yeah. So I mean, I could have just done it once and done the quit. Yeah, I need 5,000. Well, for the one mount, and then there's another 5,000 for another mount, right? But it's like, man, dangle poop.
And then there's the chance of the rare mount dropping. So we didn't see, I mean, from what I could see, none of us in the run saw the mount at all. So anyway, we'll see. We'll have to wait, because what is it, about 5 weeks before it comes around again?
I'm guessing. That was for the Burning Crusade one, right? Like, I don't think it's 5 weeks, is it?
I don't know.
Every 5 weeks it changes to Wrath and stuff like that? Oh my god, this cat is driving me crazy, Bob.
Bob. So that was kind of fun. Mount runs, no luck. I went in and I only got Throne of Four Winds done and Into Dragon Soul, and tried doing Spine, and I can't do Spine. I hate Spine with a deadly passion.
Just
so
on your own?
I couldn't get it. Natani came with me, and we just couldn't.
Well, it's hard.
Couldn't
to do it.
Too,
right?
It's just like, oh, I'm so over it. So, but we had no luck with that. So I haven't been into ICC this week. We did go on the Firelands to try and get her the mount, because I've already got both from there. So I wasn't so concerned. But I love going in Firelands for gold. Gold is so good, and transmog stuff, which I don't have room for in my bank anyway. So I end up vendoring everything. I'm like, oh, I want to keep that. And it's like, I don't have any room. I need to sell it. So, yeah, I always like going into Firelands, which was which is good. So that's kind of the gist of the main stuff I've done this week. But there is something else I wanted to mention, that I put a call out to a lot of my mates, my Aussie mates that I play with and from, you know, on the other realms and some of the other podcasters around. And we're going to do an achievement run for Glory of the Thundering Raider. So basically it will be on Australian time, so Australian Eastern Standard Time, on the 21st of May, which is a Saturday night for us. It will be 8 p.m. For the Horde run, and it will be 8:30 for the Alliance run. So it'll be the same night. Spaz Wesson is going to run the Alliance side, and I'm running the Horde side.
Hmm.
So for the Glory of the Thundering Raider. So I just thought we'd try and do something a bit fun and get a couple more people in instead of it just being the bunch that
might have to try that.
Come along. Yeah. So, well, if you want to come, you know, let me know. It's Australian time. So it's like 8, like now we'd be running at Horde side now.
Okay.
And oh my God, this yeah. So let Spaz know if you want to do the Alliance run. And he's on Twitter at Spaz Wesson, and of course me, which is Horde. If anyone is interested, then please get in contact with both Spaz and myself for the achievement run. Now, let's get on to our topic for this week, which is one of our favorite mounts. So our favorite mount, how we got it, and why is it our favorite? So, Stone, what are you going to tell me as being your favorite mount? And tell me about it. All right, go.
My favorite mount is the Time Lost Proto Drake. And I know, and it's ugly. It's ugly, I know, but that's not why it's my favorite. It's because it was so hard to get. So basically, I had tried to get it like right when I found out about it was, you know, during Wrath, and I had tried for about 2 months, which is, when you think about it, it's actually not that long. There were people trying for like months and months, like upon a year, like it was crazy, and never had and never actually got this thing. And this was before people really kind of figured out how it spawned in that. So, like, they didn't really know that it shared a spawn point with Viragosa and all that, right? So all that you did was that you flew around, and hopefully you would get a hit on your NPC scanner.
Yeah.
I had tried for about 2 months, and I'm like, okay, this is not going to happen, and let me just go back to doing my raids and playing the game and not being so mad at this thing never coming up. And so we played and played, and then went through Cataclysm, never really tried it. Now, I tried to do it again during Mists, even though there were cross-realm zones involved. And when you added cross-realm zones, it meant that it was going to be even harder to get this mount, because you're now going to compete with other people, right, that are not just on your realm. So you couldn't just go realm hop or something. No. Yeah. Right. So, I went all in on this, and I was like, okay, I am gonna get this, and I'm not gonna stop until this thing is mine. Like, I'm going in. So
yeah.
I had my account, and over time I had bought another account, and then I acquired my wife's account. And because I'm going all in, I was like, well, I can only cover three of the four spawn points, but I'm going to miss that spawn point. So what if it spawns there? Then I'm not going to get it, right? So yeah. I got a fourth account.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And I transferred one of my characters over, one of my high level as like a level 90, and I think it was a druid. And so I could have a character on each spawn point.
Yeah.
And I turned on NPC scanner and jacked up the volume really loud so I could like lay here and watch the screen. And if I actually fell asleep, the NPC scanner should wake me up, because like I had it like really loud, like really, really yeah. loud. So I could go like eat or go to the washroom or something. And then if it went off,
I bet your wife was really excited about that.
Oh yeah. Yeah. it was great. She was completely on. She's completely great with it. It's just, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
Not. So,
not.
I made a macro to target and shoot only Virgosa or the Time Lost Pro Drake, so that all that I had to do, as soon as that dang thing went off, all that I really had to do was hit a button. Okay. And that's allowed. Okay. So, the reason why I had to do that was that because the competition for this thing was so great, people would flag themselves on purpose to try to get you to hit them and then basically flag yourself, and then they could kill you and then hopefully the thing would spawn.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, oh my goodness. So you had to be really careful, because back then they didn't have the switch, right? So if you hit somebody that was flagged, well, you're flagged now. So people would do it, and people would fight. Yeah. And it's like, why are you fighting? Just
On a PvP realm, it was had no chance. Unless you were really good at PvP.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I am not. So, yeah, totally understand.
So I used... Okay, so for all of the four spawn points, what I actually did was that I got my druid on one, I got a hunter on one, a mage on one, and my death knight on one. So that they could use ranged things to go and actually kill it. Because, there's no point in getting a warrior where most of its kit is... if it's right on top of you, right? And by the time that you hear your scanner and you go hit the button, it's not in range anymore. So you've got to get something that's at range. And I got kicked offline a couple times because I was just sitting there and I guess I fell asleep. So it would be he there, and I'm laying there, and I wake up and I'm offline. I'm like, oh no! So basically, I would have all of my screens open. I'd have four different windows open on my one screen, and they're all size really, really small. But I don't care because all that you need is just hit the button, man.
Wow.
And what I did too was that I had it set up that I use, you know how you can debox, and that's allowed, right? So you can hit the button and all four of them would go and try an attack, right? Yep. So I wouldn't have to go pick a screen. I could just go and do it.
Hit the one button on mom, which would help. Yeah.
And I was actually making breakfast one day. And it went off, and I ran downstairs because it was down in the basement. So that way it wasn't too loud for my wife or the kids. And it was there, and I lunged at the freaking keys, and I hit the keys, and it died. And I was like, it was right on the edge. It was actually it spawned on the spawn point closest to Duar. So that spawn point, you've got to be like right there quick, because there's not a lot of land, right? And once it begins to fly, good luck trying to loot it, because it goes all way, way down, right? So
yeah,
I was actually lucky in that my shot got it and it died just on like a ledge. And I was like, holy crud. And I go check it and yeah, there it is. I got the mount. I was like, oh yeah. And then I was like, okay, well now that I got that, now what? I've basically attained my goal. And do I unsub? I don't know what to do with myself now, because that's what I did, and it took me about 2 months of being on that fourth spot. And it's actually funny, that spot where it actually spawned at was the spot that I wasn't going to cover, and it's only because I got the fourth account that's the one I got.
That it was. Wow. Yeah. That's like Murphy's Law. That's like...
Yeah. And I killed Viragosa like so many times. Like it spawns and I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Right. And then there's other times where other people are sitting there and you're like, dude, get out of here.
Yeah. That's just... I mean, I have had no luck with that one. Yeah. And I saw it dead once in Wrath.
Yeah.
Someone must have just killed it, and I came across its corpse, its cold, dead, rotting corpse. And I was like, no! And the rest of the time, I have not seen it. I have been chasing that since Wrath, and I still have not seen it. Like, I'll camp out there, and I'll try, and I'm just like, you know what? I've got other stuff I need to do, so one day
it's funny, you know, the other mount that they brought in Cataclysm, the phosphorescent stone drake or something like that, right? Once I got the time lost, I briefly considered beginning to camp that. And I was like, you know what? After doing this for 2 months straight, not going to happen. And it's on my list of things to do, but...
Well, that one, I did find that one in Kata, and I actually was trying to kill it. And that's when I used to be on a PvP server. And I had got it down to a degree, but it ended up killing me. It was such a difficult thing to do. And then I got killed by I think it was a hunter, an alliance hunter. Because there was like no one around. It was like 4 o'clock in the morning or something ridiculous. And I was like, oh my God, it's there. And yeah. And that was like, I died, and I had to go back to my body. And by the stage I got back to my body, the hunter had killed it. And I was like, you SOB. I was just sitting there just going, yeah. So I was so happy the day that I transferred off a PvP server. And I go and camp it even now, and I'm still... not seen it. So I've only seen it once in all this time as well. So it's like, one day.
But there's so many different spawn points, right? So.
Oh, well, it goes around the circle. So it doesn't really matter. But the circle is a big circle. And, you know, you've got to follow it and do the right thing. So, there's not a lot of people in Deep Home. There really isn't normally.
No.
But, you know, you've just got to... Because the spawn time is horrendous.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, there's no guarantee. So, But my mount that I decided I would choose... Now, normally I would choose the Dreadsteed. The Dreadsteed has always been my favorite mount. But I thought... Okay. I've spoken about my Dreadsteed and my love of the Dreadsteed previously, and I thought I'll choose something a little bit different. So I decided this time I would go with the Headless Horseman mount. And I had run, because Hallows End is one of my very favorite world events.
Yep.
And when it was added into the game in 2008, I was like, oh my God, this is so good. And it, you know, Hallows End came in about a month before Wrath hit. And it was like, oh my gosh. And I ran that dungeon and I saw that mount drop once, because back in when it originally came out, it was roll on by the whole group.
Oh.
So your whole group got to roll, and I saw it come up once and rolled, you rolled need, and it was like, nope, did not get it. Someone else got it. It was like, no. And then in 2009 was when they actually changed it to make it drop from the bag. That was in like patch 3.3.3 that they had changed it. So you got, you know, you got the bag, and ran it on all my max tunes. That's I don't know how many times I've run that over the years, and I had no luck up until the very last night of Hallows End of 2013. My friend Asheo and I, we just were like, everything reset and was like, okay, this is the last time. I jumped on leader. I think he grabbed his, I can't remember if he tanked it on his DK. I think, because normally what we do is we all get our tunes and we just make up, you know, make up enough and just like, okay, go. And I was like sitting there and I opened the bag and those purple popped up and I was like, oh, you know, and the little the little thing, and I was like, oh my God, it's, yeah, it just, my heart just about, awesome. I was like, I'm done. Yeah. This is so good. So I put a little screenshot of, because it's a feat of strength, the Horseman's Reins.
Okay.
So I got that on the 21st of the 10th, 2013, wow, which was the last day of Hallows End for that year. So that one is definitely what? One of my very, very favorites. And we put some screenshots. So I did up a little screenshot. We went into New Negrand. Yes.
So I've got a question for you.
Mm.
The last day of Hallows End that year was October 21st. Mm-hmm. Isn't that kind of weird? Wouldn't it have ended on the 31st?
No, because it only runs for...
Why did they end it early? Because usually they run it all the way to October 31st.
No, they always run it weird, really weird times.
Because
It doesn't actually sometimes go into, well, that's when I got the achievement. So,
coming out.
So unless that, yeah, no, it should have been that date. That's what my achievement.
Oh yeah. I don't doubt the date. I just thinking back, like, why would they have done that? But maybe it was right before Wrath hit. Right. So
it was pre Wrath. So yeah. I think it was just before the event had started, from memory. I'm just trying to remember. I'm pretty sure the pre-Wrath event had started was when Hallows End hit as well. So, so there was a lot going on, because I'm pretty sure patch point 3.3.3 was a big patch, from memory. There was a lot that was going on within that, and one of the big things was the fact that they did change, you know, they changed everything around for, you know, get your own loot with the bag and stuff like that. And I think it also brought out the Wrath stuff. But God, that's such a long time ago. can't remember. I can't remember what they did 5 minutes ago. Jeez. So anyway, that's my favorite one. And there's some screenshots of us. So don't forget to check out adventuresinazeroth.com look at the pretty picture of us on our pretty mounts. We look so pretty. Well, I look pretty.
No, I, yeah, your mount looks nice. My mount does not look nice, and that's okay. The one thing I like about my mount is that he's got like the blue kind of mist coming from his mouth, which is
kind of neat. It looks cool. But I mean, I like a proto. Yeah. I like the proto drakes, especially the violet one that you get for doing its long strange trip, because
I almost picked the big love rocket.
Oh, shush you.
But I decided not to.
Yeah. Of you. Yeah. Yeah. So instead, you throw that one up. Yeah. Yeah. On you. Oh, hey, anyway.
That one I worked for.
That's
too.
A joke. Stone and I have reoccurring. Stone likes to tease me about that one.
Yeah.
Because neither of these mounts exist, guys. I swear. So,
yes, it does. I have proof.
Yeah. No, no, you don't. No, I'm going to delete all screenshots that show it. Anyway, we did get some tweets and a voicemail, which is really exciting.
First one,
so
right?
Mailbox time is where we get to read what people have sent in and to us about how we're going and the show topic and all of that. So with our show topic, Spanky sent us a voicemail. So this is our first voicemail. This is very exciting. So we'll play the voicemail and then we'll have a chat about it.
Hey, guys, Spanky here. I thought I'd send you a voicemail just listening to the show. And yeah, it sounds like a fun little show. It's just showed up on iTunes, and because I'm now starting at 4 o'clock in the morning, I've got a good couple of hours to squeeze in some episodes. So I listened to yours, and it was lots of fun. Hope to hear from both of you guys more often. Yeah, it's good. Anyway, this week's show was about your favourite mounts. Ah, yes. Okay, my favourite mount is one that I actually don't ride the most, funnily enough, but it's the one that I like riding the most, and that's the Celestial Steed, otherwise known as Sparkle Pony. Yes, it's the one that you buy from the Blizzard store. It costs dollars. I love it. It's just, it has that unique little, has that flair about it, you know. As you're flying along, you leave little star trails behind you. While the main body is quite nice and shines and all that sort of stuff, what I really love are the wings. I love just when you actually watch them flap and you zoom in a bit, the actual detail that actually goes into like the surface of the wings. And then if you're in a quiet area, when you listen to it, it's a very unique sound. Can't get enough of that thing. Yep, me and the Sparkle Pony, no matter what turn I'm on, that's the one that I love riding the most. Don't get to ride it as much as I'd like because I'm always using two-seaters because I play a lot with my significant other, Coffee. But yeah, Sparkle Pony's the one for me. It's probably the easiest to get because you just buy the thing. Anyway, have a fabulous show.
That was awesome. Yeah,
that was that awesome. Thank you, Spanky.
Really great. Yeah, thank you very, very much. And especially that you're a first one, so.
Yeah, that's really special. But his partner is Coffee, and she is so lovely. And when I met Spanky back when I was on holidays, and we had lots to talk about. So Sparkle Pony is really, really cool, and Coffee is so lovely that I could imagine that he would just be taking her around everywhere on the two-seater mount. So I can understand why he wouldn't always have his Sparkle Pony out, but it is a really cool mount, and I have that one as well. And I must admit, I'll have to have a closer listen to the wings, but I think it's so pretty.
Yeah, I never noticed that before. I'm definitely going to have to mount up on it and check it out more. Like, that is one that I have. Like, I'll buy the mounts too. Like, I don't care. So yeah. I'll just get as many mounts as I can. The only mount I don't think I have off the store is the newer one, like the Panther, right? Like the purple Panther. It looks really nice, but I'm waiting for it to come on sale.
So. Yeah. I just, seriously, there should be an opt-in on your account that says Blizzard. Just charge it. Like, seriously, I'm going to get it. regardless of I don't care if it's on special or not. I'm just like, I need to have it. It's so pretty. So thank you very much, Spanky. We really appreciate you doing a voicemail. That was wonderful. Now, the second one that we got was from Mominatrix75, and she said that her fave is the Onyxian Drake because it's the first mount boyfriend and I went hunting for, and he passed on it when it dropped. How cool's that? And it's a beautiful mount too.
That's so sweet.
That is really sweet.
I will tell you that if I was him, I wouldn't have passed. It's free for all. If you need it, you need it. Love doesn't matter if you love each other. You will need it. Whoever wins it.
It's very nice that she's got a boyfriend that would do that, because I would not. I'd be, no, it's free for all. It's mine. Uh-huh. So that's really cool. Okay, so thank you, Mominatrix, for sending, for tweeting us on the show topic. Thank you so much for that. That was wonderful. And tonight, we also had another one, which was from Wingy, from Wingstar. And Wingy said, definitely the eyelashes of Allah. Oh, wait, never mind. Tell you a quick little story. Wingy, Asheo, and I, we do lots of things together. We do crazy mount runs. We make crazy tunes and do all sorts of things. But we were doing mount runs and we'd gone over to do, you know, we were running the Ashes of Allah every week, and as long as, you know, doing all the mount runs, going into Stranglethorn Vale, going into mental blank of completely that dungeon. That's a dungeon now, longer an instance. Which one is it?
Zul Gurub.
Yep. And you know, we used to do that. We had a set pattern that we would do. And this night we went over and we were in you know, kill all the things and like, yeah. Anyway, ashes dropped and we're like, oh my lord. So we're like, need. Ash and I roll need. Wingy passed.
Why?
Because he thought he hit need, but he accidentally did. So he was too excited about it that he didn't. And I won it.
No.
And I was like, yeah, no, it's mine.
So funny.
So yeah, he is still waiting for the ashes of Allah to drop. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was he passed or did he go greed? It was something so hilarious that Ash and I were like, oh my God, oh my God. I was like, I got it. And he's like, I pressed the wrong. Oh, I clicked the wrong thing. My mouse was on the wrong thing. It's like, well, yeah. So poor Wingy. Yeah, so that's something that we do like to remind him of, you know, it's like when we're doing stuff, don't forget, roll need.
I can't stop laughing.
Wingy, twinsy, best bud.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, he's probably swearing. If he's listening to it, he might not even be listening to this and we can just pay out on him. But if he is, I'm kidding. So thank you, Wingy, for at least contributing to our mailbox. Thank you very much. And we always appreciate wonderful stories. And you will get the Ashes of Allah one day. Okay? one day. Yeah. Alrighty. So let's talk about next week's topic, which we have decided is going to be about bucket list before Legion. So basically, tell us what your bucket list before Legion is, because really we've only got a couple months and, you know, then pre-Legion's going to be out And we want to know what other things that you want to get done. So write in and tell us all about it. You can write in to us at email is podcast@adventuresinazeroth.com. You can contact us on Twitter at ADVAzeroth. And don't forget, check out the website at adventuresinazeroth.com. Stone.
Yeah, it's going to be good. I have a few things I know for sure I want to get done. Or at least would really love to get done before the next expansion. But you can you can find me on Twitter. I'm still thinking about Wingy. Sorry, man. So you can find me on Twitter at WowChallenges, and also on the on a podcast with Lita as well. Besides this one. Is the Wow Challenges podcast, which we run once a week on Saturday nights, 7 p.m. North American Eastern Time. And we're doing a, I'm on another podcast with, called The Richter Scale, which is Sunday nights. We go live at 10 p.m. North American Eastern Time. So where can we find you, Lita?
Okay, well, if you want to find me, I'm on Twitter, which is I'm at Lita Wow, which is LETAWOW. And you can listen to me, as Stone said, we do the Wow Challenges podcast, which is live every week. So it is 9 a.m. Sunday for those of you in Australia or Oceanic. You can come check out that. But I also do a show called Behind the Avatar, which is I try and do every week, and also Geektopia with Ben and Steve, all about geeky things. And we've got a show this weekend. Actually, we're going to be talking about some upcoming movie stuff. Warcraft, maybe. Yeah, it definitely will be in that. But don't forget, you can find us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. All of that is fixed. We are up on both of those. And I also forgot to put in the show notes that thank you to everyone who has contacted us, retweeted, favorited. Yes. We really, really appreciate it, guys, because, you know, it takes more than just Stone and I. To do this, it's nice to know that there's people supporting us. So thank you. Yep. Thank you, everyone who is supporting us. We really appreciate it. And I think that is it. We're done. Woo! So I think we better say goodbye, Stone.
Goodbye, Stone. See you.
And that's it. That's it for us. All right, guys. Thank you. Take care.
Bye.
Adventures in Azeroth is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2016, adventuresinazeroth.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for this show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incompydeck.com. No copyright infringement is intended.